Hi everyone, Dr. Steve here for this week's Weekly Wisdom Tips, the program that we have that accompanies our Weekly Wisdom Lessons that you read each week on my website or through my blog or from having it shared with you by a friend. And however you got here, we welcome you and I'm appreciative of your presence and very glad to share this week's lesson. For those of you who are unfamiliar with my materials and my work, you'll find more about me and about my programs on my website, which is stevetaubman.com. For now, we're going to jump into the topic of the day. And if you first saw it in writing, then you know that the topic was finding your goats. And if you saw that in writing for the first time, there's a good likelihood that you thought he must have written this wrong. It can't be goats. It must be goals. That's what these motivational guys do. But he wrote finding your goats? That's weird. Well, there's an old story by, I don't know who it's by, quite frankly, but it's an old story about a character, a folk character in Sufi literature called Nasruddin. It's all these funny stories about Nasruddin. And this was one that was interesting. The story goes that Nasruddin was living in a small hut with his wife and his three kids and his five dogs and his three sheep and his chickens and his goat. And that nobody could breathe in there. It was absolutely as crowded as it could be. There was no space at all. One day the goat got out. Nasruddin woke up, took a deep breath and said, "Wow, there's a lot of room in here." And this is very similar to the way most of us live our lives. We're overwhelmed by the many things that we've packed into our lives, crammed into our space, into our mental space. And when our mental space is full to overflowing, there tends to be a certain set of predictable outcomes, emotional outcomes, spiritual outcomes, and of course, outcomes in terms of the results we produce. But quite often what happens is that we become exceptionally dead inside. We just lose our sense of vitality and joy and our ability to dream and our ability to imagine possibilities. So life becomes like sleepwalking. We sort of sleepwalking through life and we're not getting the real juice, the real joy out of the experience. Very, very sad to live that way, but most of us do, or many of us certainly do, because we have packed our lives filled to overflowing. And we're left with this this sense of burdensome obligation. We have to do this, we have to do that. And we do all the things we need to do, but we don't do them with any sense of joy or enthusiasm or sense of hope. In fact, we lose our hope first. And when that room is full to overflowing, when your mind is full to overflowing, and you've lost your hope, whatever it is that you do, you don't do it with the fullest capability. Your results suffer. And in essence, you end up making the room even fuller because now you're filling it with your worries about your financial well-being. And then, of course, quite often what we'll do when we're feeling depressed and uneasy is we'll go out and we'll buy something because it gives us a little sense of joy, a little feeling of relief from our own pain. And it doesn't matter if we don't have the money because we've got a credit card. So we go out and we buy something that we can't afford. And then, of course, we're tied to it from then on forevermore, to have to find the money it takes to pay for the thing we already bought in a moment of weakness, in a moment of difficulty and stress, where that purchase was meant to relieve our stress, and now it's doing exactly the opposite. It's become our taskmaster. So that room gets awfully full, and we lose our ability to be effective, and we lose our ability to function well in the world, we lose our joy and our enthusiasm, and we lose our ability, quite literally, our ability to breathe. We become short of breath. That's what anxiety feels like. I just can't get a full breath in. I'm just so uncomfortable inside. I'm just so tense inside my own skin. And I'm just overwhelmed. And then I don't see any way out. And this is the tragedy of the experience, is that once we begin to feel that sense of overwhelm and hopelessness and despair, we also lose our imagination. We lose our hope. And so we really don't see that there's any way out. Because in our minds, we feel that the only way out is to ditch the whole thing. You know, and of course, who has the courage to ditch the whole thing? You know, I'm overwhelmed by my family and my job and my kids and my relationship, and I'm overwhelmed by my hobbies and my second career. And so the only way I'm going to get any relief is by getting rid of my family and my kids and my relationship and my career and et cetera, et cetera. Well, the good news is that's not true. You see, what we really need to do is just find a little bit of breathing room. We just need to find the space. And in finding the space, and what I'm talking about here is mental space. When you find the mental space, the breathing room, Well, your breath begins to return, and you start to regain the ability to sort out what's important and what's not important. And you start to regain your sense of possibility. You start to find that you can dream again. And you realize that you've solved a problem, and if you've solved one problem, well, then you can go ahead and solve another one, and then another one, and then another one. So again, this goes back to one of our continuing messages, which is about taking things one step at a time, always doing the next right action or taking the next right step, rather than trying to solve everything all at once. And although I've talked about that before, in fact, probably again and again, it bears repeating, and in fact, it's something we need to hear almost constantly. We are just so tied to the notion that we have to fix everything all at once, when in fact that's very seldom the case. You'll often hear me say, fix the mood before you fix the mess. Because it isn't about solving every little problem. It's about getting yourself into a state of peace and serenity and hope and possibility. And once you've arrived in that place, it's a lot easier to fix the mess. So here what we're talking about is one of the surest ways of fixing the mood in order to fix the mess, which is to get yourself a little bit of breathing room. Find yourself a little bit of space by taking one thing that you're doing that may not be something you want to do or have to do, and just getting it right off your plate. Take a look at the things you've been procrastinating about, the things you've been avoiding, and decide if any of those things might be your goat. Maybe one of those things is hanging on and pulling at you mentally because you feel that you need to do it, when in fact, you can really let it go. You can really give up on that one thing. And if you were to give up on that one thing and expressly give up on it, overtly give up on it, deliberately give up on it, and check it off your list so it's no longer hanging over your head as something that you need to do, then you get to breathe a little bit. And in that breathing room comes hope. And in that breathing room comes possibility. This whole conversation started when I was coaching somebody recently, and one of my wonderful clients was sharing with me her challenge, and she's got a series of life circumstances that most of you could relate to. She's got a full-time job, and she's holding a lot of responsibility there, probably a lot more than she needs to. And she's in a relationship with a man who she feels compelled to treat as the man of the house, and she's the woman of the house, a very traditional sort of role set up, so that means she's responsible for keeping the house clean. Which, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. It's perfectly fine to have gender roles that you identify as being the roles you want to play out. Some people prefer the traditional gender roles. The woman cleans, the man wins the bread, whatever it is. But here's a situation where this woman was trying to take on lots of different roles simultaneously. She's not playing the traditional gender role of being the housekeeper, because she's also going out and working outside the home and trying to run a home business. And she's got 5 dogs and just a lot of responsibility. So what it really came down to for her was identifying her goat. What is the one thing that if you were to give it up would give you a sense of relief? And here's the wonderful thing about this, because you may want to try this yourself. There's an indicator that you'll get from your own body, from your own emotions, that will tell you if you're on the right track. So with her, I said, what is something that you could do that will clear your plate a little bit? And I said, for example, could you delegate some of the responsibility that you have at work so that somebody else is responsible for parts of your current job description? And she said, I suppose I could. And I said, well, great. When you imagine doing that, what do you feel? And she said, oh, just saying it out loud makes me feel like I can breathe easier. Just saying it and imagining it gives me a sense of spaciousness. Well, you see, now that means we found her goat. As an experiment, I also said to her, what if we were to take your direct selling business off the table, because that's also time consuming, and say that you're done with it. You're not going to do that anymore. You're not going to play that game anymore. You're just going to let go of your direct selling business. And when you imagine that, how does that feel? And she said, that just gives me a horrible feeling. It's like a feeling of failure. Well, then, you know what, guys? That's not her goat. That's not what she needs to get rid of in order to give herself breathing room. That's something that she wants to keep, and so she needs to make room for it. So this is what you want to do. You want to start identifying what are the things that you might be able to take off your plate. And when you imagine those things, you get a sense of relief. You kind of play it out as a mental checklist. Make a list of all the things you have that you're obliged to do, that you feel that you're obliged to do. And if your life feels overwhelming, and if you feel like it's very difficult to remain present in any one thing you're doing because you've got the weight of everything else pulling you down, well then start making that list and start finding the things on that list that you might be able to remove. And when you imagine removing them, you get that sense of relief. The goat has left the building. And when the goat has left the building, what comes in its place is space and hope and possibility and fun and joy and all that other wonderful stuff. So start playing with this idea this week and begin to find your goat. Begin to find what you can take off your plate, let out of that room, in order to create space in your life. And notice what happens. And as always, whatever you experience when you embark on this journey and whatever you experience having taken this advice, I want to know about it. I want to hear about it. I want to share it with my fans and my colleagues and my listeners. So feel free to stay in touch with me, please, by all means. Use these techniques and then write me a note. Go to the blog and post a comment. Post a share or a comment on Facebook or LinkedIn. Very important to share your successes and to let people know what you're getting out of the materials, because first of all, it makes it more real for you, and second of all, it creates the possibility that others might gain from this as well. So I do encourage you to do that. Finally, for those of you who are not yet members of the Mindful Selling and Leadership Program, this is our weekly Hypnosis for Change call, along with a number of other offerings and specials that appear in the program. And what you do is you go to my website, stevetaubman.com, and you push that red button on the right side that takes you to the page where you can sign up for the Mindful Selling and Leadership Program. It's a monthly program, very inexpensive. When you join that program, you have unlimited access to all the calls every week that are used to put you into a hypnotic state, to relax your mind and reprogram your mind for success. Every week we have a different call. Each week the call is related to the materials from the weekly wisdom tips. So that means that this week I'll be using the hypnotic induction process to help you, to encourage you at the deep subconscious level to let go of your goats, to give yourself permission to release some of the things that are not working in your life and that are getting in your way, and give you that sense of spaciousness once again. So I look forward to seeing you here each week for our weekly wisdom call. Remember, this is now available as a podcast, which means you could go to iTunes and find my name, Steve Taubman, and then sign up, and then this will be available to you to listen to on your MP3 player, your iPod, your iPhone, or whatever. And this way you can listen to it in the car as you drive along. So again, this is Dr. Steve Taubman. Hope that you take full advantage of the materials available to you and that you look for and release your goat this week. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful pleasure being with you. Again, Dr. Steve here. Have a great week, and God bless.